Look at this tweet. Me believing the Cooligans will start on time is like England fans believing it will come home.
Okay.
This is on time. Latino time. Okay. And we in Atlanta. Things are slower in the South.
It happens. It's all good. What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans live reaction show. Immediately after.
Yeah, the game just ended. Were we delayed on our stream?
England against Argentina. What a game.
Let me tell you something. Argentina's like, hey, why don't we go back a goal and then just have fun in the last 15 minutes of the game?
But this has been the whole World Cup.
Can they keep it going?
It's literally...
The whole team is Mikel Merino.
Argentina are like, you know how every NBA game, people are like, only the last 5 minutes are what matters.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of real for Argentina, bro.
Argentina, bro. Messi's like, hey, I'm actually just going to slow walk this whole thing, but then at one point, I'm going to turn it on. Look at the tail of the tape.
Unreal.
Look at the difference in shots. Look at the difference in shots on goal. Look at the difference in XG. Look at the difference in corners. England took the night off. They scored a goal and they parked the bus. And because of that, they are going home.
Yeah. Average 12% average possession between Anthony Gordon's opener and Lautaro Martinez winner.
Embarrassing.
The 55th to the 92nd minute.
Not good enough. One of the most stacked, salud. One of the most, yes. He's allergic to your garbage. Soccer, bro.
I'm allergic to them L's, bro.
Damn. Get it out of here, bro. He can't breathe, man. Okay. I was so disappointed in the game plan that Thomas Tuchel came up for England. They went up a goal and said, shut it down. And Argentina's like,
what's that?
You know, it takes us 4 hours to cook steak. You don't think we can figure this out in the next hour and a half?
It's so disappointing. Look, so from an England perspective, and we can start there. I mean, it is to be up 1-0, to be effectively 5 minutes
you
away
could taste
from
the
final
World Cup
of the
final.
World Cup. It's so brutal. Oh, Zito. We got a Zito tweet. Tuchel is such a effing coward. You were going toe-to-toe with them and preventing shots at goal and decided to give up the game after the one-goal lead. It's so frustrating.
Hey, let me tell you something. This lies square at Tuchel's feet. He deserves 100% of the blame.
Yeah.
Those players were following orders. Pretty much everything you and I said would happen. I said Jed Spence would come in and he would be effective. The stop in the box.
That was huge. There were huge moments. Yeah.
His ability to run the ball forward. You were talking about Enzo Fernandez. He did the Riquelme, bro. Mm-hmm. The Riquelme to the English fans. Let me tell you something. The England just lost the Falklands War for the second time.
Wow.
That's what happens, bro. The Maldives, okay? They belong to Argentina. Yeah. That was embarrassing.
I just saw an article about that.
You just heard about the war?
No. That Argentina, I guess the team itself, were holding up a banner of the Falkland Islands or something like that. Mm-hmm. And FIFA said that they might punish them for it because it's apparently hyper political.
Can I just say this? It happened like 1982, yeah, right? 1985.
It's been a minute.
This is so much worse than Croatia 8 years ago. England were the better team here, in a better position with better options. All true. And they just decided to do nothing after going 1-0 up.
Back five tactics as if this was just endless crosses to Raul Jimenez again.
This is 100% true. I don't know if you're an England fan, how you don't walk away from that slightly upset, slightly depressed, slightly aghast at what you had to witness. This was the most pragmatic of pragmatics. How did Tuchel out England?
Well, it's fascinating because I actually think the fact that Anthony Gordon scored.
Listen, look, this is Wayne Rooney said this.
It says, I think the decision Thomas Tuchel made have cost us tonight.
100%.
Well,
it sounds like you're not blaming Thomas Tuchel.
No,
here.
It's not about blaming him necessarily.
It is about blaming him because I'm blaming him, but it sounds like you're not.
I'm saying that I feel like it put Thomas Tuchel in a weird position where
up 1-0 is a weird position
because Anthony Gordon scored. When Anthony Gordon scored, I think he felt a pressure to keep him in the game. So yeah, it's a weird.
But there was so much time.
There was some. I agree, and I think if they didn't score, Anthony Gordon would have been off of the you know, the out of the lineup,
and Rashford coming in.
And I think because of that, he was like, oh no, let me. He scored.
I'm not going to say you're wrong, but all I heard was about, and I agree, about how stacked and deep this England team was, mm-hmm. about how the talent on the bench weren't just there to help in training, that they could contribute during the matches. And if he had to start, you know, the reserves or the backups or the substitutes, that they would be able to win anyway. I heard all about this from every England fan. And when the time came, you couldn't make a separate sub. You couldn't bring somebody else in. You couldn't move Anthony Gordon maybe centrally or somewhere else and let Marcus Rashford come in. Your only idea was to park the bus. The thing that has cost England multiple World Cups, the idea that they finished playing that way, that they would be more progressive, that they would be on the front foot, not on the back heel, that they would take it to the other teams, that this would be Harry Kane's chance at an international trophy besides a Nations League. And you, once again, you cower. I mean, you go up 1-0 and you fall back on old themes. What cost you? All everything previously. This is what Thomas Tuchel was supposed to correct.
Yeah, I can't explain why. It's a
regrets zero. It was one of our best game, dog. Not I mean, right now.
It was such. I mean, look, I was, you know, I said it on stage today. I'm like, I understood the goal from Enzo Fernandez. You got to give him that. If you score a goal like that, that's what it takes. Cool. The second goal is
unforgivable.
It's ridiculous.
Which was the cologne that Diddy made, right?
That is true. All right. Shout out to Diddy. Yeah, yes. Well,
hey, who was the muse?
Okay. We decided to go to a back five because the gaps were just too open. Of course, the responsibility is on the coach. If it doesn't go well, it is easy to say it's wrong.
Yeah, yes. But the idea simply is that you allowed Argentina an entire amount, an insane amount of time on the ball to attack. You don't think the champs can figure you out?
Yeah. I mean, look, they get
it. And what happened on that? What happened on the Enzo Fernandez goal? No one stepped up to cover the space.
Yeah, because you got whatever.
Which is what you're supposed to do when you're in a low block.
Messi had the ball, and what tends to happen when Messi has the ball is that everybody's focusing on him. You saw the defenders focus on him. He gives an easy pass to Enzo Fernandez, and he has a lot of time to prepare a shot, and boom, and it's a worldie against Jordan Pickford, who gets worldie scored on him. I mean, my Everton goalkeeper,
I hear the Everton pain in your voice, dog.
And I know he's going to give those up. I said even before the World Cup, he's going to give up a couple of those because for whatever reason, teams find a way to have like some you know, he'll stop, you know, incredible shots like he did against Sandro Tonali during the season, but you're going to have the occasional one of these. But, you know, even before the first goal goes in, he makes that incredible stop from the header and parries it away and doesn't give, you know, an Argentinian player to get a chance on it. So
hey, the highlights are going to look good.
He had a good game. I mean, you can't blame Pickford for that. Like, that second goal, what the hell is... I mean, I understand it goes over John Stones' head. He jumps too early. Fine.
Kanza,
what are you doing? How is it an open header in the six-yard box?
And it's not like you weren't prepared for this guy.
Yeah, man.
The entire performance. First half, fine. 0-0. Mm-hmm. You walk away, shake hands. Hey, we did what we did. That second half, that plan from Tuchel did not go well. And it's not enough to say like, oh, if it doesn't work, then you blame the coach. You don't have a leg to stand on. It wasn't like your team let off a bunch of shots. It wasn't like Harry Kane just kept missing. You did nothing the entire time after that goal goes in. You just simply hoped it was enough to win. And 1-0, come on, it's a semifinal. Guys, this is a chance at the final. You could taste it.
Yeah, they should have gone for it. You have to, like, take some risk, and this is why.
Or if you're going to sit back, have a plan to counter. You know, have a plan to go at them, especially when they're all forward and you have all these spaces.
I mean, they were the game against like Mexico, right? When they were down a player and they defended and they held on, right? Like, it's not.
Yeah, you bring on. Dan,
it's not impossible. It's not impossible to do it, but they got.
Can
they
I
got?
That
they
that
got got man. I mean, it's Lionel Messi and these guys. I mean, they're all wildly talented.
No member of England is walking away going, "Hey, we gave it our best." None.
No, none.
You're going to have so many regrets when you look back on this. And if England never get back to a semifinal, or England will, obviously, but the players, if these players never get back to a World Cup semifinal, they're gonna hate to see the clips of this game.
Yeah.
They're gonna hate it, man.
So disappointing. I mean, you played, you know, for 85 minutes, you played almost a perfect game. I mean, there weren't many mistakes. You kind of held it. I mean, I thought that, you know, I said at halftime, I'm like, the fact that Argentina hasn't scored, like, bodes well for England, but the fact that they just couldn't close it out, and that was just the wrong approach. I mean, we've seen this entire World Cup. We've seen what Argentina can do, especially late in games, and it's just the
Did you say Leighton Baines?
Why would I say Leighton Baines? But okay.
You know what? imagine you did, though, dude. You know what? I'll tell you what else is the wrong move. To not go to the tweets and the comments.
Yeah,
huh?
That is the wrong move.
We're not Tuchel-ing up here. We're going to go to the tweets and comments. Argentina had nothing going before Tuchel decided to park the bus 1-0 up. England did this to themselves.
Yeah.
That's facts. That is facts.
It's so disappointing. I mean, you know, taking the temperature. Let's say Thomas Tuchel, this loss is on you. Why did he go 5 at the back? Why did he take off Declan Rice? I mean, look.
As an Arsenal fan, I'm glad he took off Declan Rice. But yeah. I agree with you. It's a bad decision. The homie, Sam Stasko.
That was one of the biggest cases of coaching malpractice I can remember in any sport. What a fail from Tuchel. Huge credit to Argentina. But England players should feel so let down. It is just hyper.
And by the way, once again, no foreign manager will win the World Cup.
Yeah.
This is Iker Casillas
When Iker gets involved, England score the goal and then sit back. Cowardly approach. They haven't left their own box and have allowed Argentina to come forward more. The logical outcome happens. You see, we all saw it. We all saw it coming, bro, except for Thomas Tuchel.
When Iker speaks, bro.
The script.
Isn't it crazy that Iker agrees with us?
Pedro Navas says, the script writers were never going to allow an Everton player to be mad in the match. And that's the problem. These script writers got to work on this, bro.
I got to be honest. You got to give one of these characters a chance. They can't die in the first scene every time.
Two European giants face off on Sunday. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be Argentina, Spain. It's going to be interesting because the classic photo of Messi bathing Lamine Yamal in the little bucket.
Should have dipped his head under the water.
We'll see what happens. I could have taken you out.
Yeah, I could have stopped this mess. Damn, I'd be more excited for this matchup if Yamal and Nico Williams weren't so injury plagued. Is Yamal injured right now?
No, I think he's fine. They're both fine. I mean, look.
Nico's just not having a moment right now.
Yeah, and he is dealing with an injury. He's not 100%.
The wannabe Europeans in Spain.
Okay. Hilarious.
Dude, can't wait for all the fight videos from the stands.
Bro, we're gonna be screaming World Star again. Dude, bro.
We're bringing it back, dog.
Okay. Needed Kane and or Bellingham to score in that one, but it was just those killer crosses into the box. And the way Messi slips around to different parts of the pitch, you have to work harder to stop that. Yeah,
pure facts.
It's England scores and Brexit. They Brexit the World Cup.
Damn, they voted leave. Park the bus just like Mexico, but the difference is Argentina has quality finishers and also have God and Dios.
When God's on your side, yeah, it's difficult.
And let me tell you something. When Anthony Gordon goal goes in, of course the camera's going to go right to Messi's reaction, and you see him look down. But when he looks back up, he wasn't looking sad. He was looking down, trying to figure something out. And you saw the machinations of what it takes to be a champion. And yet again, they did it again.
Shout out to Jay Riddle.
Hey,
great show
right
tonight
there.
at the Eastern. Yeah, man.
Yeah, they were out there. Huh?
They were out there.
We had some fans out there.
Yeah, that was dope to see. So thank you.
Tuchel went too defensive around the 70th minute, and it cost them the match. It's absolutely true. We said from the beginning.
Yeah. It
kind of makes me sad when I think about the level of quality that he had available to him.
Yeah, and then you know, in a game like that, you need big moments to rile up the team. And
was he hoping that Jude Bellingham would do it again?
I guess. No, I mean, when you play that defensive, I'm going to say no. I can't really make any sense. I mean, this is...
Why didn't he bring Mikel Merino off the bench? Oh.
I can't make any sense of the decision to play that cautious. I mean, it's Argentina. It's Lionel Messi. It's... It's way too dangerous. It's riskier to play defensive than it is to play an attacking attacking football in that moment.
I agree. And all these people that want that style of football back frustrate that. I mean, everyone that said Arsenal were parking the bus, look at possession numbers across the Premier League and tell me where Arsenal is on that list. Bro, yeah. You don't know what you're talking about. This is not football. This is the way football used to be played in England, and it needs to stop. This is a remnant, a retro we don't need. Everything's getting retroed. We don't need the Route 1 stuff back, bro. The bus. Nah, dog. And you know what? You didn't even park the bus well. You didn't do it the way Mourinho would have done it, which is the moment you get that ball back, you attack. You didn't even do that.
This
it's sad, bro. Player of the match. What do you got?
I mean, I guess
you want to say Enzo because you had said Enzo before.
Look, he didn't get the game-winning goal, but he got the game the equalizer. Ahead,
right? No,
Messi gets the assist on that one. Messi got assist on both.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, Messi, you're the player of the game.
I guess it's going to be Lionel Messi for kind of like just like being the difference in this game.
An active MLS player is the man of the match in a World Cup semifinal.
Right. I literally, watching the second half.
Do we have the momentum chart that we can put up for the fans to see?
I mean, if we can get it on like FOTMOB or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry, production. I probably should have prepared you for that. So if you can, I think this will tell the entire story. And I usually don't sit here and say that those momentum grabs can do that, but this one is a big one.
Yeah, so I mean, look, Messi,
two assists, four chances created, two big chances created.
I thought the moment I think that really changed the game as far as like Messi getting in, really feeling involved in the game, is the yellow that he drew on Elliot Anderson.
Is this where he landed on the ground and held the
ball?
Yeah,
yeah. But it was just like he was. You could see when Kane falls to the ground. Kane was doing everything. Kane was trying to defend. He was attacking every ball.
The camera panned to him. He was gassed. He got no complaints.
For a striker to work that hard, you see how deeply and badly he wants to win a game like that. And when he got completely shaken out of his boots by Lionel Messi, and then Elliot Anderson ends up fouling him, but that was just
he
one
said,
of those,
don't do that to my man.
But it's one of those moments of like, yo, there's levels to this, and y'all ain't with me.
Also, dude, Messi's one of those guys that there was a video of him. Look at this momentum chart.
I mean,
what you will notice is look at the goal on top. You see that ball. Look at the way they didn't even have a bump after that.
There's a little nipple right there around the 75th. Hey.
How long did you work with Diddy? That's crazy.
It's a little something there.
But look at this. This is
ridiculous.
This is the whole story. You're looking at it.
How can you look at this and say,
shouts to production for pulling this up. Look at this. Look at that goal on top. You don't see light blue. It's all dark blue from there. And look at the two goals.
That can't be the approach, man.
This cannot. This image should be hung where England trains. The national team trains. That image should be hung so you never do this again.
Yeah.
This should be a national embarrassment. It really should.
Unreal. I mean,
you had the game. You had the talent. You had the better players.
You played such a good game.
They just played two 120-minute matches, bro.
Yeah.
They're 38 years old. Their best player is 30, again, 39 years old.
The Enzo goal, you put your hands up and you say, all right, if that's what beat us,
Hey,
that's cool. I get it.
A golazo. The Lautaro Martinez
goal?
Second
one, bro. I mean, I know it's Messi and what, and
it's still.
But still.
You tell me you just found out about him? tell me you just heard about my man?
And you bring in another center back to prevent that exact thing from happening. And that's what happens.
If we have a screen cap of it, great. I know we probably don't. But oh my God, Konza. Dog?
He's not there. He's just late.
But Lautaro Martinez is between John Stones, who thinks he can get the ball. He tried.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you don't check for Lautaro Martinez, who's shorter than both Konza and John Stones. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you don't check for that man. And Konza, you got caught sleeping on the far post, man.
Yeah. Really, really
bad.
You got
caught taking a nap in a World Cup semifinal.
And he didn't start the game either.
No.
He came in.
Fresh legs.
It's unforgivable, man. That one's ridiculous. So it's just so disappointing.
I didn't think this was the conversation we'd be having. I think we'd be talking about like two titans who left it all out there.
I didn't think that.
You didn't think so? You didn't think both teams would come up with their best plan?
I thought England could win this game.
You called it even at halftime.
I said. I'm like, I think they can actually do this, especially after that first half. That's a good performance. For England.
Proud. You should have been proud after the first
half. Because they were hard challenges early in the game. You saw Jude arguing and fighting with Enzo, with Paredes. They were like, no, we're not going to let you out Argentina us and just argue and crowd the refs and do all this stuff. They're like, no, we're going to mix it up. We're going to scrap a little bit.
Shouts to Ishmael Elfath, who I think controlled the game.
MLS referee.
MLS excellence all over the pitch. They were with Rodrigo De Paul, MLS player, kept going up to him, be like, no, explain to me, because this is not the way it works. You know, hey, he was getting pushed around a little bit, and Ishmael Elfath didn't take it. I love it.
Nah, man, this was I thought they handled themselves so well. I mean, just what a I think for England, those first 45 minutes are just a proud performance to put in against a team with it, and there's clearly a lot of emotions around it and pressure. And I thought they handled themselves so well. Anthony Gordon scores that goal. What a fantastic moment
for
the Barcelona boy who's the replacement for Lionel, man. He's like, yo, I replaced you.
Damn, son, you used to be in that changing room.
They heard about me and they're like, yo, let's get rid of Messi.
Damn, he looked like Princess Di. We need this guy, bro. And you know what's going to make you feel, because I know how upset you are. You know what's going to make you feel better?
What is
a couple
make?
Tweets and comments. Oh, well,
I love tweets.
What are they saying?
I don't know why I can't hear anything in my ear, but
we'll fix it in post. Breaking, William Saliba is expected to undergo surgery.
Oh, no.
To heal his case of chronic back pain. Arsenal expect the France center back to be out of action for 4 to 5 months.
Okay. Second place guarantee.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's just so disappointing.
By the way, our producer is a ton of fun. He was so happy to see me read that because he knew I didn't see it.
It's never coming home. Say the line, English. We got the Bart meme.
Damn. Spain versus France, England versus Argentina.
We're looking they're just scrapping. That's all it was.
Stick to the script or I will tell Daddy Infantino. That's Messi talking to the refs.
Right. And look,
by the way, this game, you cannot claim there's any controversy.
There were no controversies.
The controversy is, did Konta also get paid off?
Should have known a team wearing red and white was going to choke in Atlanta. NFL memes. Yo, even the NFL dunking on you.
Coming after you, bro.
Freddie, I like on Christian with the is it in vibes? Is it in? What are we referring to?
I don't know.
Please,
let us know.
Please clarify.
Well, Messi going to win his second World Cup. The stars are aligned.
Well, I don't know. Spain are not going to be easy.
I think Spain was beating whoever won this game anyway. So
I don't remember a single instance where England had meaningful attacking after they scored outside of pinging balls to Big Dan Burn and hoping for the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
That there's too much quality on the pitch to play like that. It's inexcusable.
Where will the Cooligans be watching on Sunday? Will FIFA care about the smoke in New York City?
We will be in at Webster Hall.
Well, okay, we can announce it. Yeah, we'll be at Webster Hall hosting the last of the
breakaway
of
tour.
That what this this pillow is the break up what are the breakaway tour the breakaway
yeah
tour.
You can't see now you yeah. can see it. Here you go.
This Israel Konsa versus Argentina highlights. Who is that running out?
I don't know who that is.
Wherever it is. I have no idea.
I don't know who that is.
All right, whatever, but I'm sure it's funny. Okay.
If you want to be louder in our ears, please.
Kane took one shot, got blocked by the defender, and it was when Rodgers won the ball and actually held on to it and advanced it, probably against the coach's wishes. That's actually a very good point. By the way, when that goal went in because of that Morgan Rodgers cross, I looked at Christian. I said, hey, by the way, the price Arsenal got to pay probably just went up by $20 million. wasn't happy about that. But that was a moment where I really thought, like, hey, they can do something here.
Yeah.
I really felt like, hey, if they could get one more, they could really put it on Argentina. And I was shocked.
Too chill? More like no chill. Damn. You got cooked, bro, in the
chat. Too chill coaching like 98 Italy, bro. Got the nacho. Got the nacho's like, hey, that's not me, bro. We had at least an attacking idea. Every Arsenal fan is like, rest the Arsenal players, but win the game too. Bro, facts.
That is 100% the strategy. If Alexis facts. Was coaching, that's
100%.
How,
I'm like, Royce, you're out of here.
3 minutes in.
Buddy, you did your best. To the showers. Get those inflatable leg things on.
And somehow the British media will slap a black player as the face of this loss when Sir Harry Kane had nothing going. Did he even take a shot today?
Yeah, that's a great point. You can't blame a black player. They'll blame Jude Bellingham for not showing up.
Absurd that would even be a thing to consider, blaming a black player. You know what, it had Christian, nothing to do with anything.
This game.
Let's blame the black Argentinian. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's not a thing.
They're in Brazil. That family's in Brazil now. You know what, dude? Let's talk about something other than soccer. Let's talk about some investing. Stock up and stock down. What do you got?
Sure. Okay. Stock up. I'm going to say Enzo Fernandez, who I said would be the key player in this game, and ends up scoring the equalizing goal. But Enzo is, not only did he do his thing in the midfield, but he also, again, this game was going to be messy. No pun intended. It was going to be scrappy. A lot of arguing. A lot of, you know, he's familiar with a lot of these players. He plays. He's on Chelsea. He plays against these guys all the time. There was a lot of smack talk immediately. And I think he maintained, the faith and composure of the team to not get kind of sort of jilted by giving up the goal and then continuing to press. I mean, it's just a huge, huge moment. I think this is his second goal at the World Cup, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. But I thought he was a huge factor. I mean, look, the pass accuracy. He's just a key player.
That tells you everything.
For Chelsea, you know, he has his days where he just disappears. But for Argentina, it's completely different.
And dude, by the way, Google's pass map. If you're English, it's going to make you want to throw your laptop out of the window because it was just back all around. Mm-hmm. Unicorn. Well, not unicorn. What's it called? A horseshoe shape.
There you go.
I hit my head at some point, I think, when I was a kid. I'm not going to change. I wanted to say, like, Jed Spence had a good game, and I called it, that he should start, and he would be effective, and I think so. But I'm going to give it to you, man. Enzo Fernandez, man. You scored the goal. You did the Riquelme. Everyone, yo, F you pay me, he said, bro. Stock down. Thomas Tuchel, man. This is your first international job. It might be your last, dog. I don't know. Obviously, you have the talent and the skill to coach at the club level. I don't know what you thought. You get him next year, bruh? Nah, man. And the statements you're making afterwards, there's a level of not understanding the tone and not reading the room here. I'm sad for the England fans, and I'm sad for these English players that gave it their all, some of them playing over 60 matches in their club teams, to come here and do this and to go so far and to make the entire country believe. And you know, I've met people all along here that were spending thousands and thousands of dollars, a father and son from Stoke, who spent over $5,000 to go to this game. That's just tickets for the game. That's not even the plane and everything else. I can't imagine you walk away thinking, damn, I'm glad I spent that 5K.
Yeah,
nah, this man.
There are just two occasions of a team scoring first in the semifinal, but not reaching the final of the FIFA World Cup in the 21st century.
Read the next line loud, bro.
Both of them are England.
Damn, both.
Croatia versus Croatia in 2018 and versus Argentina in 2026.
Can I just go back to what I said would happen?
What'd you say?
I said when the moment gets too big, England would England.
Yeah.
Maybe. And what happened? And I got to be honest, man. Part of me even saying that thought, like, maybe it's different this time. Maybe Tuchel got in the head. Bro, this is...
No, after the goal, it's just like, you know, lose on your own terms.
Bro, lose doing what you do.
Why lose like that, bro? Again, and what's to me so unbelievably inexcusable.
You can't even speak. This is upsetting.
You give up the first goal. Aye, man.
Hey,
okay.
They got us.
That's it.
Hey, what you going to do? That's how they got here.
Let's lock in. And they didn't like refocus until after they gave up the second goal. You saw how much more they were attacking after the first goal. That's it.
Scrap the whole plan.
Hey, now it's nil-nil. You back. And by the way, you didn't get beat by a golazo. Mm-hmm. You played defensive and got beat by a defensive mistake.
Yeah.
Lautaro Martinez is what, 5'11"?
I don't know.
Bro, you lose to a header from that guy. And there's not sweat from another player. I honestly.
I mean, he also jumps high. He does what he's.
What I'm saying is, there was no sweat from any other player on him when he hit that ball.
Yeah.
Five foot nine.
Damn, bro.
You lost to a 5'9" header.
Some people even say a short king. Bro, some people.
Dog, that guy couldn't get a date on a dating app.
He has to lie. He has to add an inch or two to get dates.
Yo, honestly, bro, Konza and John Stones, bro. Hey,
yeah.
Thanks for what you've done on this national team, but we're going to find somebody else, bro.
Just so disappointing. All right, let's take a look at some tweets and comments next. Let's see what's going on. England's goal scorer against Argentina. Oh, this is the Princess Di meme.
He has all her hair.
Good for him. Argentina players against England, meaning what? The ref is the England?
No, they have sticks.
Oh, they have sticks. I can't tell.
They have sticks and chains.
Oh, they have knives and all that. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Weaponry.
Yeah. They played. That's part of the game, bro. Kane for Bayern Munich and Kane for England.
We got Kane from WWE.
Damn, hilarious. WWE getting in the mix.
Everybody's cooking them. Bro.
Say what you will about CONCACAF referees, but if they do know one thing, it's when a player's ready to fight. All the pushing and shoving had the ref unmoved. You not like that? Said the ref. Probably. I know where you from, dog.
Alfath is significantly taller than Lautaro Martinez,
bro.
He's a unit.
When there was a little bit of scrum and he ran in, mm-hmm. It was like, yo, he was the biggest boy there, bro.
Like, okay, ref, I didn't realize you were about that life.
Ishmael, burn Alfath, bro.
At least Italians can stop complaining about not being in the World Cup. They're in the final.
If you ask the Argentinians, they are.
Shout out, Freddie.
Freddie Alarcón, thank you so much. It's coming home more like you're going home. Damn, bad kids.
Okay, plenty of transportation options.
Fourth place, again,
you think they play like hard for the third place,
bruh? I better see some names I haven't heard in a while out there. Rashford gotta start this one, bro.
Sure.
I honestly, you know what? I hope Tuchel is sacked before that game.
Wow.
And someone else has to manage that because he resigns.
Herb Renard coaching England.
Damn, shirtless, bro. Okay. Turns out England couldn't do it on a hot, balmy evening in Atlanta at an indoor venue.
Hilarious.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Harry Kane was on the missing milk carton
Who remembers that? He
tried his best as a defender, tried to get some defensive stats.
I think if England played against an empty pitch in an important match, they'd still find a way to lose. In own goals,
before the game and at halftime, people are like, "Who are you going for? Who do you want to win?" I'm like, "It'd be hilarious, especially after England scored." I'm like, "It'd be hilarious if they lost, but I would feel bad."
Yeah.
And then it's like Argentina, they won their World Cup. I'm not rooting for them to win another one, but they got it done. They find a way every single time.
Yeah.
It was like Harry was a ghost in the game.
Bro,
yeah.
On my birthday, waiting for my father to show up.
There we go. We take a shot whenever Alexis talks about his terrible childhood. Kane's one shot is less than his shots at Trump's golf course.
Hey, you deserve this, Harry Kane.
You got, bro. Once that news came out, not good.
Wouldn't happen if you golfed with Kamala. Pickford stood on his head until he didn't. And that last part is what he's going to be remembered for, unfortunately.
Yeah, weirdly enough, I kind of felt like I thought Enzo's shot was a fantastic goal.
And another keeper stop it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
the one thing about Pickford is what? His short arms.
And if he had a little bit of a longer arm there.
That wasn't a thing you could say about if he didn't look like CeeLo on Ozempic.
But his arms are not wildly short. It's just that these other keepers have mad long arms.
It's not my fault. Extraordinarily
long. They're freaks, those freaks. Yeah. Long arm keepers.
You're a normal boy.
Okay. Thibaut Courtois, I'm going to make fun of you, bro. Yeah.
Damn. Why are you sleeping with Kevin De Bruyne's girl? Maybe that's what Pickford needs.
Wasn't it vice versa?
No.
Oh, I don't remember. Anyway.
Courtois needs, I mean, Jordan Pickford needs to sleep with Kevin De Bruyne's girl, bro. And that's where he's going to get the superpowers and goal.
Okay. Damn, bringing up old stuff. Argentina waited on last break and knew what England would do.
Mm-hmm.
Just so again, it's just crazy. How are they?
Freddie go, wait, I'm 5'9".
So you could have scored the goal, bro. Hey, bro,
get up there, bro. Kaz ain't even looking for you.
Hilarious.
All right. It's now Spain versus Argentina. We don't have a lot of time, but what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, this is going to be a
Give us another one of your Enzo Fernandez.
Fernandez, just the crystal ball. Look, I'm gonna say I wasn't necessarily feeling this, but Argentina are finding ways to miraculously win, and they get it done, and they have just another gear that other teams do not. I think it would be cool for Spain and Lamine Yamal to win a World Cup. I think Argentina's going to do it.
Part of me, no, I agree with you in that. Yeah. Argentina just will not stop. They will not quit.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody beats the Spain, though. I think Lamine Yamal lifts the trophy.
That'd be interesting. Can you tell me something? Yeah, let us know in the chat.
He's going to score a goal in the game.
Let us know in the chat what you think.
Actually, you know what? Real quick, in the chat, let us know what you think of this World Cup. Now that we have the final set, did this play out the way you wanted?
Yeah.
Do you consider this one of the all-time great World Cups?
Look, whether it was England or Argentina that get to the final, this is a good final.
This is a great final.
This is a great final. And it's not filled with like a sort of a typical, like both of these teams don't have like out and out sort of like number nines that you know you're going to give the ball to and they're going to score or whatever.
I don't know, man. You don't put no respect on Oyarzabal, bro. It's crazy.
I don't. I mean, he's fine. But he's not an out and out nine that I'm just like, I'm certain he's going to.
Who's another out and out nine?
Harry Kane is
okay,
like
and between
a nine.
The two of them, which one's still in the World Cup? Saying. Okay, I'm just saying. Put some respect. Five goals in this tournament. It's pretty good.
I just think I think the midfield is carrying this both of these
Spain.
Teams.
They won the Euros with a 4-6-0. Yes, yeah. It's fine. I think it's fine.
So look, I think.
Can I tell you something? If Oyarzabal walked past you in the street, you wouldn't even know it's him. That's how. Look at this.
Right,
guy.
Right, right.
And we've just watched him in an entire tournament.
This is. I think the aggression. The you saw how Argentina was singing their national anthem, bro.
I knew from that moment.
They're crazy, bro. They're like, there's so much pressure, more pressure on them than there would be on Spain from their own population.
How tall is Oyarzabal?
So, look, I just think
he's 5'11.
Look at that. Damn, a giant. On
oh, my God. Look out, Freddy. Look out.
He's going like this to Freddy. Yeah. He's like, yo, bro.
I can't see you, though. Hey, you don't need to stay. You can stand up in front. We good.
So, this is, I think the aggression, the chippiness, the arguing with the refs and all this other stuff.
It's 5'11 on the apps. That's facts, bro.
For real.
That's when I used to do self tapes. I'm like 5'10, 5'10 and a half.
So this is, I think Argentina is just going to be too much. It's going to be too much chaos. And Spain hasn't really seen a game like that yet. They've
given up one goal all tournament.
Did Spain play any Conmebol teams at all? No, right? They played Uruguay.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
And that was okay. So no, they kind of have
also
been.
Also, Belgium took it to them a little bit.
They won 1-0, and the game did get very chippy and stuff like that. So they kind of experienced it. But I think Argentina can do the Conmebol antics, and they have the quality to back it up. And I think that's going to be probably just a little too much for Spain.
I think the conquistadors are going to beat the Italians.
That's okay. It. That's make the poster, everybody.
Yeah, put it on merch.
We got that.
I want to thank everyone in Atlanta. We are in Atlanta. We've had a blast here. Mm-hmm. We go back home finally tomorrow. We're off this tour. We've got another show on Friday, and then we're going to have a reaction show immediately. And we mean immediately after the final.
We have a few minutes.
All right, don't tell them
soon after. I mean, we're not going to be, we have to get to the studio.
Just wait for it. Don't worry. We got to go from Webster Hall to our studio. Yeah, but immediately after that. We're going to be on.
Yeah.
It's going to be, dude, it's going to be great, man. You guys who've hung out with us this entire time, thank you so much, bro. Everyone in the chat, everyone in the comments, everyone stopping us in the street and all the different things.
Yeah, everybody listening to the show, listening to all the interviews and stuff like that. Even here, people love the Ian Wright interview. We got a lot
of great
feedback.
People freaking out
about
Ian Wright.
Yeah. So thank you so much. I mean, all right, two shows left, one match in the World Cup remaining. And that's it. And then the breakaway tour. This is our last like away day.
After this is just break. No more breakaway.
But we've been enjoying it a whole ton. So everybody stay locked in to the Cooligans throughout the rest of this World Cup.
Who wins the World Cup?
Like I said, Argentina, back to back.
Spain.
First time since Brazil.
Put in the chat who you think.
Yeah, let us know, everybody. All right, are we wrapping up there? I think we are. I don't know.
Any more comments? Anything
any
else?
Any more comments?
You want to tell us?
We are wrapping, right. Everybody. Hit like, hit subscribe. Y'all the absolute best. Thank you so much.
I'll tell us Thomas Tuchel. All right, anyway, we'll get to it a different time.
Shout out to everybody watching on Yahoo Sports Network. And if you want to subscribe to the Cooligans on YouTube, feel free to do that now. Right. Hit like, hype the show, do whatever you got to do.
Real quick, drop your height. Drop your height.
Okay.
Oh, Tuchel 6'4".
Okay.
Damn, it's a lot. It's a lot of height. That's why his head's so light. He's in the clouds, bro.
Okay.
Drop your height in the chat.
Take
we
care,
love
everybody.
You guys.
See you. Peace.